From the News Center, a news focus.
When the grass is not greener on your side of the fence, plant pathologist in Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences may be able to provide the information needed to bring your lawn back to life. Healthy turf, of course, provides aesthetic value, but it also supports soil stabilization and can hinder weeds from taking root. That's according to Waqar Uddin, a turf grass disease specialist at Penn State. He works with Sarah May, coordinator of the Plant Disease Clinic, to diagnose the cause of damage, injury, or death of grass and other plants. Professor Uddin said accurate diagnosis is the key to effective management. May and Uddin accept samples free of charge from citizens and businesses in Pennsylvania. They say some diseases are generally seen in golf turf, others are seen on lawns. Some are seen in both. Some of the symptoms can include circular or irregular brown patches, along with yellowing and leaf spots, or just a general decline. May and Uddin, who together have more than 30 years of experience, review the information on a submission form that accompanies the sample. They use state-of-the-art equipment to perform diagnostic tests that can consist of viewing the samples under a microscope or culturing the possible causal agent from symptomatic plant tissue. The goal is to have a diagnosis and treatment recommendations back to the client as soon as possible. May adds that lawn and turf grass diseases can be challenging to diagnose without a good sample, so she recommends following sample submission instructions, which can be found at their website, plantpath.psu.edu. The sample processing over the past decade has been steady due to the greater coordination of both plant disease and turf grass clinics, according to Uddin, who said they're proud of their highly experienced staff and their work. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.